Moving on to old business, the first item is conditional use number 2465, Sussex Materials LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of the conditional use 2465 for Sussex Material LLC for a borrow pit and sand plant based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a 6.9-acre sand plant and a 31.7-acre borrow pit operation within a 103.25-acre site. Two, the property currently exists of scattered agricultural fields and woodlands that exhibit signs of prior logging operations. Three, a need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel, and existing borrow pit sources are becoming depleted. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and road construction. Four, the applicant will provide dust control to keep the area roadways free of dirt and dust from trucks leaving the site. Five, the application complies with the requirements of section 115-172B of the zoning code as followed. A, no material will be brought off from the site of processing, mixing, and similar purposes. B, the excavating and extraction operation will be managed to provide reasonable protection to surrounding properties and neighborhood, particularly concerning odors, dust, air, and water pollution, and the use of road providing access to the site. C, the location of the evacuation and extraction will be controlled concerning depth, water table, flood criteria, and slope to prevent unsightly, hazardous, or wasteful conditions of the land. Specifically, the proposed pit is one, greater than 100 feet from the property lines, two, surrounded by woodlands, agricultural uses, and a limited number of residential homes. Three, the proposed pit will have a 3-to-1 side slope down to a 10-foot level bench that will be approximately near or 1 foot below the static water surface. Four, only trees within the area of the proposed pit and sand plant will be disturbed, with the other existing trees remaining as on the property. Five, regulated non-tidal wetlands will not be disturbed, and there will be a 50-foot buffer from those wetlands. D, the borrow pit will be surrounded by a landscape unexcavated buffer strip from of a open space, maintaining a minimum distance of 100 feet from all any street lines and 50 feet from all the other property lines. The proposed landscape buffer exceeds code requirements, proposing a minimum buffer of 250 feet from the property identified as parcel number 430-9.00-23.00, a minimum 300 buffer from the parcel number 430-12.00-13.00, and the center line of the Owens East Nanticoke tax ditch in a variety with buffer of 550 feet to 1,000 feet from Hunter's Cove Road. E, the borrow pit will be located at least 200 feet from any dwelling on the property of other ownership. Six, the project with the conditions stipulations placed upon it will not have any adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties. As a source of the fill dirt and aggregate available to the entire county, the project is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the county. Eight, the use is subject to approval from state agencies, including DLDOT and DENREC. Nine, no parties appear to be in opposition to this application, and therefore several letters submitted in support of the application. 10, this recommendation is approval to subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the borough pit shall not exceed 31.7 acres, and the sand plant shall not exceed 6.9 acres. The conditional use area shall be limited to approximately 48.25 acres of the larger 103.25 acre tract. B, the conditional use shall comply with all the requirements of section 115-172B of the Sussex County Planning Zone regarding borrow pits. C, no material shall be brought from off the site processing, mixing, or similar purposes. D, water or water trucks shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. E, there shall be a single entrance to a pit via Hunter Road Cove Road. The entrance shall be gated to prevent unauthorized access, and the gate shall be located far enough away from the edge of Hunter's Cove Road to allow trucks and other vehicles to pull entirely off the road when the gate is locked. In addition, the entrance road shall be sufficiently sized to allow two trucks to safely pass each other. The dimensions of the road and the location of the gate shall be shown on the final site plan. F, any roadway and entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant. G, Burr Pit operations shall only be between 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. H, no material shall be stored on any access roads or within any buffer area. I, any fuel stored on site shall be subject to the applicable state and federal legal requirements. J, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried or emplaced on the site of the burrow pit. K, any safety lights shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. L, the proposed pit will have a 3-to-1 slide slope down to a 10-foot level bench that will be approximately near to 1 foot below the static water surface. And permanent concrete markers or signs shall be placed at the appropriate locations to designate the boundaries of the subject property and the pit areas. The markers shall be raised and marked so they are clearly visible to anyone nearing the site. And a final site plan, including all pit slopes, excavation, phasing, and reclamation plans, shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencements of the operations. Reclamation plans shall indicate finishing grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance and protect existing and future developments. O, the applicant shall comply with all the state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. The project will meet or exceed stormwater management system regulations set forth by the Sussex Conservation District and DENREC through a combination of best management practices and best available technologies. The final site plan shall contain of approval by Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. P, the burrow pit shall be surrounded by a buffer strip, a minimal distance of 100 feet from all street lines, 200 feet from any dwelling and other ownership, and 50 feet from all of the property lines of other ownership. The buffer area shall be a vegetated buffer of existing vegetation or native species vegetation. All of these requirements shall be clearly shown on the final site plan, along with a limit of disturbance line for the existing tree and vegetation on site. Q, this approval shall be expired 50 years from the date of approval for the conditional use ordinance. R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval by the Planning and Zoning.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2465 for Sussex Materials LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0.